flat plate. Well, they always come in on flat plates. Mm. They were all marked off by the plate section and proper liner offs and everything like that. They're about 10 to 20 feet wide by about 60 foot long, you know. And they were just lapped onto each other. The shape, of course, the plate and then shaped them all, which you had to do. You had a loft in the shipyard, which made proper templates for the platers and everything, the shape of the ship. And they had to make those plates to fit that template. And it used to come out and be fit onto this keel.
So that was the first thing that happened, the plate?
The first thing was a keel of about 6 foot wide, with a centre kelson on, what we called a kelson. Of course, you've got angle bars and everything on that, like. But it used to be the whole length of the ship used to be laid. The keel, that's when we laid a keel, you knew you were going to get a new ship, sort of style. And from there, the platers, every trade used to start from there and build that ship from that keel.
So did it come into the shipyard as big lumps of raw steel?
Did they
then roll it?
They were brought in by train, wagon, every time. Cast, you know, the big casts where your rudder has to be fitted into. All day you used to come by transport. Railways did the main thing, like, of the heavy stuff, like. Oh, I've seen them bringing 14, 50 ton castings up from Darlington and all this kind of things, just to the shipyard, wherever it was needed, you know.
Right, so the platers cut the big bits of steel. So what was the next trade that then took over? Was that the riveters?
Shipwrights used to do all the work of lining a ship off. They used to, well, I wasn't a shipwright, but I knew pretty well that they had to work off certain templates to get the levels and all this kind of thing, you know, how wide the ship has got to be. And how, when they got these plates laid out, they had to shore them up to keep them, obviously, from dropping, because they were, each plate was about 3 or 4 tons, you know. And they did that job. Now, they used to have their ways of going on, which I wasn't acquainted with. I knew what was doing, what was going on, but he used to have to do that. That was his job. That had nothing to do with me. All I know is I'm in the ship water, when they got put together, like, you know.
Right. So then the riveters would come along and fix the plates together, yeah? And then you
the platers, the platers put the plates on. The shipwrights did all the measurements for the width and the height and the levels and all this kind of thing. And I was the only one that went finished when it was all riveted to what I wanted anyway. Then I used to cork a ship. And I used to get paid so much a yard for corking those plates. Which was only three pence a yard. In those times, man. Right. Of course, money's different now than what it is, man.
And then did they fit them out in the same yard, you know, with all, like, I don't know, the furniture and the weapons?
Once
they
got the ship built on the stocks. That's what you call it, where they build them, stocks. Used to build that ship, well, you might have seen them when they're launching one. Well, that was the part when, now the shipwright had all the part of getting that ship into the water. They used to put all the slideway underneath it, and they used to prop it up with all big wedges. Now all knocked in by big, shores that they used to have with iron bars, and they used to bang them in and all this. They used to jam it up against the ship. And when the time came, of course, before they did the last woods, which is the sliding, the part of the cradle, they used to slide on this tallow. Soft soap and tallow. That's all it was. Because they used to boil it on the berth and spread it with pails. Spread it on the wood runners. They were about 6 feet wide, and they were the full length of the ship, obviously. Well, they had to put all them underneath the ship, and then put this tallow on, and then they had a, what you call a sliding way, which met the ship and the cradle. They used to be laid on there, and then they used to drive wedges between the ship and that sliding cradle. And it used to jam up against the cane, and then when the lunch day come, they used to have, they were in big sections, and there was big locks on them, which held the top one, which slid. And once that thing was taken away, you could see the ship easing away. It was just with the weight of the soft soap did it, like, you know. It was, well, it was tallow and soft soap. Mm-hmm. You used to put the tallow on, let it run across, and it used to harden into a nice skin, you know. And when you put the tallow, when you put the soft soap on, you put it on in blobs all the way up. And that used to get, when the weight of the ship went on it, it used to spread. It used to make a proper sledge. Just like a sledge.